This is TechCrunch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Credit Karma co-founder Nicole Mustard stepping down after more than 16 years, by Marianne Azevedo. Credit Karma co-founder and chief revenue officer Nicole Mustard is leaving the company after 16 and a half years, TechCrunch has exclusively learned today. A spokesperson for the consumer fintech, now a subsidiary of Intuit, confirmed Mustard's departure via email, writing only, "I can confirm she decided to leave the company. Her contributions have been significant, and we wish her well." Mustard's decision to step down marks the third known high-profile executive departure at Credit Karma in 2023, as noted by a verified blind user. Chief People Officer Colleen McCreary left her role in January before joining Ribbit Capital as an investor in June. In September, Greg Lull announced he would be resigning from his role of Chief Marketing Officer as soon as his replacement is found. Intuit closed on its $8.1 billion cash and stock purchase of Credit Karma in 2020, and things have been a bit bumpy since. Last November, Credit Karma confirmed to TechCrunch that it had decided to pause almost all hiring, citing revenue challenges due to the uncertain environment. At that time, the company shared that all Credit Karma verticals had been negatively impacted by macro uncertainty. Credit Karma experienced further deterioration in these verticals during the last few weeks of the first quarter of 2022. In August, Intuit reported that Credit Karma had seen its revenue decline by 9% to $1.6 billion for the fiscal year ended July 31, 2023. Earlier this year, Intuit announced it would be discontinuing its personal finance app, Mint, in January. Intuit acquired Mint in 2009, and its decision to shut it down came as a surprise to many. Got a news tip or inside information about a topic we covered? We'd love to hear from you. You can reach Marianne Azevedo at marianne@techcrunch.com, or you can drop us a note at tips@techcrunch.com. Happy to respect anonymity requests.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.